Joined now by three PCM girls track and field athletes, Isabel Hudnut, Chelsea Bird, and Delaney Baird. And ladies, congratulations. You're all headed to state in something. Isabel, all three of you in the shuttle hurdle. Let's talk about that first. Isabel, congratulations. So how's that feel?
It feels really awesome. We went last year with our graduated senior Margot Chips, and so all of us are returning with our new addition, Lainey Bear, joining in as a senior this year, and so it's really awesome for all of us to be going back and have another shot at that this year, so it's really cool.
Chelsea, how's that feel to be going back, you know, after losing one of your runners from last year?
Feels really good. I really didn't know what to expect, and I'm really glad that we have pushed ourselves throughout the whole season, and this is what we've worked for.
Delaney, how's that feel for you to be at the Blue Oval and not one, but two events that you know you're in?
I'm really excited just because I'm very inexperienced with hurdles, and it's exciting to try something new this year and make it to state.
Now, the 400 hurdles, I've always said I have respect for anyone that can do it and do it well. When Coach came to you and said, hey, how about the 400 hurdles, what was your first thought?
I was a little nervous at first just because 400s are tough in general, and because I'd never really done hurdles before, it was going to be a challenge. But if you have a good mindset, you can do it for sure.
How much of that is mental and how much of that is physical when you're out there and maybe you're not having a great night, but then you got to run 400 meters and then every 10 meters you got to jump over a hurdle?
I would say 99% of it is mental.
Now, the weather kind of turned very warm. You'd been bundled up for the most part this year. You know, how was that a change for all of you girls?
It was definitely a shock at first. We spent the first part of our season either getting everything canceled or rained out or just freezing weather the whole time. So that obviously is no fun in the beginning. And so the weather shock was kind of hard to adjust to, but fun to be out in our uniforms with no layers bundled on top of us. And we actually came out the first warm night and ran our PR for the season, which was really fun to see. So we're happy for the weather.
Now some goals when you go up to the Blue Oval. What are some goals? Last year did pretty well from what I understand.
Yeah, so last year we just missed finals by, I think it was like a second or something like that. And so this year we're looking to get into the finals and place up there pretty high. So hopefully we can get up there, run a PR, and kind of just show everyone what we can do.
And Chelsea, what's it going to be like running up at the Blue Oval? You've been there before, so it's not going to be the whole awe factor for everybody.
Throughout the season, we haven't had a lot of competition, so it's going to be a lot different because there's going to be really good runners there, and we're just going to have to compete with them.
And Delaney, what about you? What's that going to be like to come out there and run up in front of probably the most people you ran in front of so far this year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting just because I'm new to the hurdles and I've never ran shuttle hurdle or hurdles at all at state.
Ladies, congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Joined now by several members of the PCM boys track and field team, and four of them are on the shuttle hurdle relay team: Gavin Fenton, Trey Broderson, Gavin Van Gorp, and Griffin Olson. I'll start with Gavin Fenton. Congratulations. You're headed to state.
Thank you.
How's that feel?
It's very good. Making it last year was kind of nice, so getting back there is going to be a good feeling.
Obviously, you're wanting to do better than last year.
Yep. Definitely trying to PR from tonight. We've been pretty good about that, getting new PRs every meet. So,
Trey, how's it feel for you to be going to state?
Pretty cool. It's like back-to-back years is pretty cool, and like only being on shuttle for 2 years and making it both years is pretty awesome.
And obviously, you're not going to be that wide-eyed, athlete that's going to be there for the first time. You know the whole drill and everything. So how much is that going to help you guys, knowing that some of you have been there and done that?
It helps a lot, just the experience and stuff. Just running. And
Gavin Van Gorp, how's it feel to go to state?
It feels amazing. My freshman year, first time ever going to state. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without these guys, so.
What was key for you this year? And it seems like I heard shuttle hurdle from boys PCM was, just always right up there among some of the better teams.
I think, honestly, these upperclassmen have just pushed me through it. I mean, I would have never got better if it wasn't for them, and they just helped me out a lot.
And Griffin, how's it feel for you to be going to state?
It feels great.
What kind of a season have you had, especially in the shuttle hurdle? It's obviously been a pretty strong event for the Mustangs.
Yeah, I'm the anchor, so I have, a lot of work to, if we're behind, catching everyone or just trying to place. So being able to be ahead of everyone here felt great, and to go to state without any mistakes or anything.
The anchor leg is a huge leg because the coach usually likes to put the fastest guy on there. What has that been like for you to know if you do need to catch up or catch an opponent or two?
Yeah, it's at first it's kind of a lot of pressure, but once the race is going, I just get my mind right and just do what I do.
Well, Eden, congratulations, headed to state. How's that feel?
It feels really good. It's my first time making it in an open event, so it's a first.
What's that gonna be going out there, just kind of on your own, for the first time, hitting the blue oval and seeing all the crowd and everything?
It's going to be an experience. Hopefully, I don't let the nerves get the most of me, and I keep relaxed and just execute like I did tonight. So,
how's the season gone for you so far?
I haven't improved that much. I've been running 22.9s consistently, so to get a PR tonight is pretty good.
And obviously, being at home and not have to travel, helped out too.
Mm-hmm. It helped out a lot. I got to rest a little bit before the meet, and then having the longer meet helped me rest between my events. I haven't been able to get much rest between them, so that was a benefit as well.
What are the goals now going up to state? And is there a certain place you want to finish, or just wherever it falls?
I mean, the highest I can finish is what I want, but I'm hoping to at least make it to the finals, and then all the other relays that I was part of, I hope we all qualify for that state in that too. So,
all right, congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you.